And the Durand, Arkansas Band with tonight's national anthem. With it being homecoming, all kinds of different activities happening this week. A special welcome to the class of 1970. As they are celebrating their 55th reunion. Oh, wow. So welcome, class of 70. I hope you've had a fun day today, taking a tour of the school and Bauerbilt Sports Complex and more. And so they're introducing Elk Mound, Parker Rood coming out, Jackson Fiesel, number five, Gavin Dean, also number seven, Wyatt Clausen Sahara, Connor Mock, number eight, and number 10, Ryan Patton, one of the ends. All right.
Number 27, Ronan Stoll Stewart.
So they're introducing the Elk Mound team. The Panthers normally come out as a team. By the way, for the Panthers, Jackson Weiss will not be playing tonight. Also injured, Luke Weber and Alex Hagness. So, again, we do have some injuries for the Panthers here. Panthers will be in their home uniforms. As they always come out as a team. Panthers in their home uniforms, purple shirts, white numerals, gold pants, and, of course, the purple helmets. For Elk Mound, white shirts, orange numerals, black pants, black helmet, and, of course, for the Mounders, they will be, I think they will be receiving here. Oh, check that. They're going to be kicking off. So Panthers will get the ball to start our site fourth auction first quarter. Mounders will be going from left to right. The Panthers right to left is what it appears to be. Throughout the night, we'll be thanking our high school sports sponsors as well. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them an email. Drop them an email. Give them a call. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast, because without them, we're not here. It's as simple as that. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand, your authorized location for monuments from lifetime memorials. Call the Goodrich Funeral Home of Durand for more information. SFB, Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. Advent Health, Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit AdventHealth.com for more information. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts. Start now for that end-of-year tax planning. Give them a call, 672-4425, to schedule your appointment, or visit them online as well to make that appointment. All right, here we go. Elk Mound to kick it away. Ethan Mack back deep for the Panthers, along with Miles Kraleski. And here we go. End over end kick, and Kraleski at the 13. We are underway to the 20. And he'll try to bounce it to the center. Now he's going to try to go back the other way. That ain't going to happen. Down he goes, back at about the 23-yard line. Want to say number 26. That would have been Jackson Alderman Bolts with the stop for the Mounders. So first and 10 for the Panthers. They will be starting on the far hash. Cross-country team did the tradition, ran the homecoming ball from Elk Mound back to the Bauerbilt Sports Complex. Here we go, as Breiding now will bring the Panthers up to the line. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Havens is back in. He's next to Breiding, waiting for the snap. Man goes in motion and Mack, and it's going to be a quick throw over the center. Caught. Caught by Kraleski on a slant in, and it'll be up to about the 29-yard line, we'll call it. And we get a time. All right. Now I guess we're okay. All right. Second down and 10. Or second down, rather, and we'll call it about a four. Okay. So gain of six. And Panthers will have the ball at their 29 as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Again, two wide receivers here on the near side from the center of the field between the hash marks. Mack is the wing back on the right. Hand off to Havens. Havens cuts upfield. He's into the open field. To the 40, to the 45, and he's going to be tripped up at about the 46-yard line, saving even a bigger play. I want to say number 78. That would have been Marcus Folzik with the stop, but all the way up to the 46-yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers. Well, that's one thing Coach Rosemeyer said in the pregame. We sure hope Havens can keep that running game going like he did before he got injured. Breidung now waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation this time. Mack the wing back on the left. Hand off to Havens again. Cuts upfield. Crosses the 50. Crosses the 45. And into Mounder territory all the way down to the 43-yard line. Roeder with the stop for the Mounders. So right now the Panthers got the running game going here in this early part of the Seyfarth auction. First quarter. Clock running. First and 10. From the 43 of the Mounders. Panthers come to the line now. Single wide, two wide receivers now on the right of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the left. Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack goes in motion. And it's going to be, throws it to Mack. Mack catches it. And he's going to be across the 39-yard line. At first, Breidung wanted to pitch it to Mack, but number one, Check Parker Rude was there going, go ahead, pitch it. I'll take it to the house. And so Breidung had to pull that down and ended up throwing it to Mack. Gain of 5 on the play down to the 38-yard line. And so Panthers now to the line, second down and 5. From the far hash, two wide receivers on the right. Mack the wing back on the left. Breidung waiting for the snap. He's going to hand it off this time. Change of pace. That's number 21. And that is Peterson with the carry. Is that number 27? Number 27, Isaac Sabelko. So Sabelko gets a couple of yards down to the 37. So third down here coming up. Havens on the sideline, and I think he's just going to get a drink. We'll see, but he's going to be out here for another play, so this time it's Mack and Sabelko. And Breidung hands it off to Mack. Mack has to go. Oh, he gets blown up. Blown up that play was Rude, and it's a loss. Back to the 41-yard line, fourth down coming up. So fourth and 8 from the 41. Havens does not have his helmet, and I am not sure why he is out now. He's on the sideline. So fourth down and 8. Two wide receivers now here on the left of the formation. That's one story we'll continue to watch. Whistling a timeout. Timeout, Duran Panthers. No score, 8:17 remaining. In the Seyfarth Auction first quarter, Seyfarth Auction of Mondovi. Visit them online at SeyfarthAuction.com for online auctions or even in-person auctions at SeyfarthAuction.com. Also, thank you to Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, offering a full line of Whirlpool appliances along with installation and service. It's Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And St. Associates, your auto owner's agents, hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And Jerry Barron Sons, where right now they have where you buy 12 bags of either poultry or horse feed, equine feed, get the 13th bag free. That's from Jerry Barron Sons. Highway 25, Durand. Find out more. Just visit Jerry Barron Sons for more information on that. All right, Panthers are going to punt it. Good punt. And it's going to roll out of bounds. So it'll be a touchback back to the 20-yard line. So the Panthers decided to punt. So Elk Mound will start first and 10 at their own 20. Also, thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, and the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. Visit their website at chentfitz-smith.com for more information about pre-planning funeral services. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we would not be here tonight. First and 10 now for the Mounders. Faisal under center, and it's going to be a handoff on that power eye formation. Straight ahead we go. And the Panthers bottle that up quickly. And so maybe a gain of two on the play. It's like that might have been Clausen in there for the Mounders.
Gain of two on the play.
So second down and eight. So Miles Woolever in the backfield. I formation backfield. And from the shotgun this time. And it's going to be handoff to Woolever. Oh, and down he goes right away. Blowing up that play. Number 66 for the Panthers. Cooper Yonke, boom. And that's going to be a loss all the way back to the 18-yard line. So third down and a whole bunch now for the Mounders.
Third and 12 from the 18.
Well, now a little. Got to figure they're going to try to throw it, even though they'd like to really run the ball. So Woolever in the backfield and out of the shotgun again. This time is Faisal waiting for the snap. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation, or on the left of the formation. Faisal waits for the snap. Back to pass. Good time. Throws. He's going on the post. Oh, overthrows. Rude, and Rude was open. He could have, if it had been a bit down, that would have been a big first down. Fourth down for the Mounders. So fourth and 12, and going back deep, Kurleski and Mack, and they will be back. We're going to call it right about the 50-yard line. Well, Havens has his helmet back on, so looks like he might be getting ready to come back in. The Panthers take over on offense. That would be a good sign. All right. And a good snap. And high kick. Wow. All the way back to the 40 is Mack. Mack now to the 45. Straight ahead he goes, and he'll be down at the 46. Number 11, Adam Roeder with the stop. So the Panthers take over. 6:24 remaining. No score in our Cyforth Auction first quarter. Cyforth Auction of Mondovi. Visit them online. Find out how Cyforth Auction can help you out with an online auction or in-person auction. Visit them at cyforthauction.com. First and 10 for the Panthers from the 46. Panthers come to the line and Havens is still not. Where is he back in there? Looks like he's in there. All right. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mack goes in motion. Hand off to Havens. Havens, straight ahead we go. Bounces off the line. He gets bottled up right away. And coming up off the bottom of the pile, number 7, and that was Wyatt Clausen-Zahara with the stop. No gain on the play. Second down and 10.
No gain. Second and 10.
Clock continuing to run down to 6 minutes remaining. Panthers come to the line from the near hash. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Brightung waiting for the snap now. And it's going to be play action to Mack. Oh, caught. Nice catch by number 11, Jackson Pickler. He'll have enough for the first down over the middle. Play action to Mack and a nice throw. And it's a first down, Panthers. Roeder in on the stop for the Mounders. So first and 10 for the Panthers from the Mounder 44. Panthers come to the line. That ball placed right in between both hashes. Two wide receivers here on the left of the formation. Mack, the wing back on the right. Brightung waiting for the snap. Hand off to Havens. Havens cuts up field. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 40. Down to the 39-yard line. So another nice carry by Havens. And getting up from the bottom of the pile, Clausen-Zahara, one of the Mounder defenders. And it'll be a second down, and we're going to call it 5. Second and 5 for the Panthers from the 39.
Second down and 5.
Beautiful evening here in Durant for homecoming tonight. Wow, just perfect weather. Panthers now to the line. Single wide receiver here on the left of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the right. Brightung waiting for the snap this time. He'll hand it off to Havens. Havens goes around the right side of the line, crosses the 39, goes down to close to the 35-yard line, but he'll be just short, down to the 36.
Havens on the carry.
And in on the stop, I'm going to say it was number 59, Brody Matheson, in on the stop for the Mounders. And so now third down, and we're going to call it 1 3/4. They got to get to the 39. They're at the 40 and a, they're at the 40 and or at the 35 3/4. They got to get to the 34-yard line. So Breidung waiting for the snap. Hands it off to Haven. Straight ahead he goes. He has the first down and then some. Crosses the 30 and inside the 30 down to about the 28 for the Panthers. So far, Roeder with the stop. And so first and 10 for the Panthers from the Mounder 28. Well, so far a nice drive for the Panthers here, just kind of methodical. No score here in the Seyfarth Auction first quarter. As Breidung now waiting for the snap. And it's going to be the reverse. Back to Mack. He gets around the outside. Crosses the 20 to the 15 to the 10. Oh, and he's going to be dragged down at about the 6-yard line by Peyton Nyren. And Nyren doesn't make that stop. It's a touchdown. Oh, they decided to do a little bit of reverse. Little misdirection. First and goal from the 6. Timeout Elk Mound with 3:22 remaining in the Seyfarth Auction first quarter and no score. And thank you to Bauer Built Tire and Service. Let Bauer Built Tire and Service take care of all of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 or visit them online at bowerbuilt.com. The Cottage, from floral arrangements to gifts for mom. They have a lot of fall and even Christmas items now arriving daily at the Cottage, downtown Durand. They also provided a lot of the corsages and flowers for the homecoming dance tomorrow night. The JKO Auto Body Shop with the car restoration and collision repair. Call the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Don't forget to log on to shopfreshmarkets.com and download the Fresh Market app, where you get extra coupons, weekly specials, and more from your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. O'Galley Cheese Factory celebrating their 80th anniversary all this month. All kinds of different specials weekly from O'Galley Cheese Factory, open 7 days a week, Highway 25, Durand. So first and goal for the Panthers from the 6. Breidung brings them to the line. Single wide receiver on the left of the formation. Breidung and Havens waiting. Mack goes in motion. Handoff. Nope, it's going to be play action to Havens. And a throw, and it should be enough for a touchdown. No, they're going to say short. Looks like that was Weisenbeck. Short, just short. He tried to force his way in, but was down at the right at the 1.
Billy Weisenbeck on the reception.
So, second down and goal from the 3/4 yard line, just inside the 1-yard line. Breidung waiting for the snap now. Hands off to Havens. Havens cuts back right in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Panthers, and they lead 6-0 with 2:42 remaining in the Seyfarth Auction first quarter. So a nice drive by the Panthers to get the touchdown. Now they'll go for 2. And so Panthers now come to the line. 2-point attempt as Breidung waiting for the snap. Mack is the wing back on the right, or left of the formation, rather. Single wide receiver on the right. And it's going to be play action. Breidung rolls to his right, throws, caught. 2-point conversion, good by Pickler. Pickler with the catch, and it's 8-0 Panthers with 2:42 remaining in our Seyfarth Auction first quarter. And thank you to Numbers R Us, Daily Money Management for Individuals. Rhonda takes care of things so you don't have to worry, like mail handling, bill payment, and even more importantly, fraud prevention. Rhonda's bonded and insured. Find out how Rhonda can help you. Visit her online at numbersrus.com or on her Facebook page, or give Rhonda a call at 672-8093. That's 672-8093. 8093. Heike Pharmacy, the coming up, the RSV and the flu shots, all of those will be available coming soon to Heike Pharmacy. Call or visit Heike Pharmacy downtown Durand for more information. Also, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, for all of your grilling needs. We got some great weather coming up for outdoor grilling. Holy cow. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. And don't forget, ask about the beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight, so please thank our sponsors for their support. All right, we're ready to go. Root and Wolliver back deep for the Mounders. And the kickoff. Low, end over end, taken by Root at the 18-yard line on the far side to the 30. The 35, still on his feet, crosses the 40. And he'll be finally brought down at about the 43-yard line. So a nice return for the Mounders.
Parker Rude on the return.
And so first and 10 for the Mounders. Drake Peterson with the stop for the Panthers.
Mounders from the 43.
First and 10 from the 43. Mounders come up to the line. So Wolliver will be the back in the backfield waiting for the snap is Faisal. Whoa, Panthers jumped off sides. A free fiver for the Mounders. So make it first and 5.
5-yard penalty. First down and 5. Upcoming for Alp Mound.
So first and 5 for the Mounders. Well, that might change what they would like to do. Single wide receiver left and right for the Mounders. Faisal waiting for the snap. And he's going to hand off to Wolliver. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses midfield down to the just inside midfield. And in on the stop, Miles Kurleski with the stop. Second down and 2, we'll call it. Gain of 3 on the play.
Second down and 2 from the 49.
As Mounders now come to the line, single wide receiver on the left of the formation. This time going under center is Faisal. Pro set backfield. Back to Wolliver. Straight ahead we go. He crosses the 45 down to the 43. He'll have enough for the first down. Landon Glaus with the stop, but it is a Mounder first down to the Panther 42. First and 10 Mounders, clock running down to a minute 40 here in our Seyforth auction. First quarter, 8-0 Panthers. Faisal under center now, and it's going to be a pitch back to Wolliver. Going around the right side, gets to the corner. Mates gets across the 35, down to about the 30-yard line, tripped up by Mack, but darn close to another first down, and it is. They'll officially mark it at the 31, first down Mounders. So the Mounders now starting to get a little offense going here. Faisal gets the play from the sideline. And comes up to the line again, pro set backfield. And it's going to be handoff to the up man. That's number 11. He's into the open field. And that is Roeder. Adam Roeder down to the 19-yard line. A little change of pace. Darn close to it. We'll call it another first down for the Mounders. And so under a minute remaining. And Mounders will have to do one more play before the end of the quarter. Panthers leading 8-0, but Mounders threatening. Have a very nice drive going here in the last half of the quarter. And Mounders now to the line again. They're going to stay with that pro set backfield once again. Single wide receiver now on the left of the formation. Oh, and now we get whistle and offsides. Panthers, another free fiver for the Mounders. Oh, boy.
Five
So it'll be first and five. This time, first and five from the 14. They'll wind the clock. Well, now the Mounders might let it go and just end the quarter here and say, well, switch sides instead of rushing it. It looks like they're trying to get one more play off. 6 seconds remaining. Faisal waiting for the snap. He gets it off, and a whistle and illegal motion. Mounders, so a free fiver back for the Panthers. So the Panthers get their fiver back, and so we'll go back to first and 10, and we'll wind the clock again. Yep, and that's the end of the quarter with the Panthers leading by a score of 8-0. It's Durant, Arkansas boys football on WRDN.
Let's be honest. Garage sales or Craigslist ads are geared towards getting rid of items that are not so important anymore. But when it's something treasured or the selling of a farm or business, you need something more profitable. Cyforth Auction Services of Mondovi specializes in farm equipment sales, estate sales, dairy, and collectible sales. Sellers with online auctions, Cyforth Auction will come to your home to list your items. And buyers, never miss an auction. Download the auction app at SEYFORTH auction.com. Cyforth Auction Services, Mondovi.
Welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex. 8-0 Panthers lead as we go ready for the second quarter. We switch sides, so the Mounders in the second quarter right to left, the Panthers left to right. And the Mounders have a first and 10 at the Panther 19-yard line. And they will be working from the far hash. So a couple of penalties here, one under and one on the Mounders. Let's try all that again. As Faisal now under center, and he'll have the pro set backfield. Power eye, or check that power eye formation in the backfield. As Faisal now waits for the snap, a pitch to Woolever. He's going to try and go around the right side. Breaks one tackle, but after that, it's like a whole bunch of other Panthers showing up. And maybe gets a yard. I want to say Miles Kowalski in on that stop, but Dane Shawls had, like, the first contact kind of blew that play up at the corner. They're going to officially say no gain. So second and 10 now. Mounders now come to the line. And waiting for the snap is Faisal. And he's going to keep it himself. Whoa, check that was actually rude with the he took the snap instead. And so gain of a couple. He tripped up. And we'll call it a gain of two. And Miles Kroleski in on the stop. So it'll be officially gain of one, third and nine from the 18, four down territory here for the Mounders. Clock running down to 10:42 remaining in the half on this homecoming Friday here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex. 8-0 Panthers. And so it's time single back in the backfield with the Faisal. And now we get a whistle. And now what do we got? Delay of game. A free fiver for the Panthers. Delay of game. Elk Mound. Oops. And so now timeout. Timeout, Elk Mound. Okay, they're going to say it was a timeout, not delay a game. All right. Okay, thank you to 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Visit provisions.health for more information. Durand Napa Farmers, visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep the equipment running during harvest with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand. Elsevia Co-op Farmers, find out about Elsevia Co-op's farm pickup program with the soybean and corn harvest just around the corner. Just visit elsevia.com for more information on that. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank them for their support. All right, let's try all that again. So third down now and 8 from the Panther 18. Two wide receivers on the left of the formation. Now we get another whistle. Another flag on the play. Offsides. Panthers, wow. So a free fiver for the Mounders now. Makes it third down and 3.
5-yard penalty. Third down and 3. From the 13.
So, Mounders come to the line. Again, two wide receivers here on the left of the formation once again. And it's going to be a play action. Faisal's in trouble. Gets away from one defender. He'll have enough for the first down. And he crosses the 10 down to the 8-yard line. Isaac Sabelko went on the stop, but it's not until they get a first down. First and goal, Mounders from the Panther 8. Approaching the 10-minute mark of the half. As Mounders now come to the line. Faisal waiting for the snap now. And he's a fumble! Who's got it? Still loose ball. Panthers got it! Panthers got it! After the fumble and coming up with it, number 12, Dylan Berger with the recovery. A fumble on the handoff to Adam Roeder, and the Panthers take over with the recovery at the at their own 11-yard line with 9:48 remaining. So the Panthers get the turnover and stop the Mounder drive. So Panthers now to the line. Bryden brings them up to the line. Two wide receivers now on the left of the formation. Havens in the backfield with Bryden. Mack, the wing back on the right of the formation, goes in motion. Hand off to Havens. Straight ahead he goes. Crosses the 10 in the line of scrimmage up to about the 13-yard line. In on the stop, I'm going to say that's Roeder with the stop, Adam Roeder. So gain of a couple up to about the 13. Second down and 8. Panthers would love nothing better than to have a nice, nice long drive to use up the rest of the half. Mounders will get the ball to start the third quarter. So two wide receivers down the right of the formation. Man goes in motion and a handoff to Havens. Havens on the right side of the line, pushes the pile forward, crosses the 20 up to about the 21-yard line, close to a first down. Left foot, right foot. No, they will call it a first down. All right. So it's a first down, Panthers. And in on the stop for the Mounders was Clausen Zahara. So first and 10 from the Panther 21. As the clock continues to run down to 8:45 remaining in the quarter, Panthers now to the line. Two wide receivers on the right of the formation. Mack is the wing back, or on the left of the formation, rather. Mack is the wing back on the right of the formation. Man comes in motion. And it's going to be a handoff to Havens. Havens picks his way through with a line of scrimmage, but gets sent back right away. I don't think no gain on that play. A host of Mounders were there. Looks like maybe number 59. Brody Matheson in on the stop. A gain of 1, we'll call it, up to the 22-yard line. Second down and 9. And not a lot of room on that last play for Havens as the Panthers come to the line. And right in between both hashes, single wide receiver now on the left of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the right, goes in motion. And nope, it's going to be a throw. Yeah, it will be a handoff to Mack. And he'll go to around the left side, gets up to about the 25-yard line. Got third down here coming up. And in on the stop, things number 10, Peyton Nyren. And Roeder in on the stop. So a long third down here. Call it third down and we're going to call it at least 5. Long 5, short 6. And so Brighton waiting for the snap. Good snap and hands off to Havens. Goes around the left side. Gets the corner to the 30. To the 35, to the 40. 45, 50. Into the bounder territory. Crosses the 40 on the far side. And it's a Panther first down all the way down to the bounder. 37 is where they will make that. 38 is where they will mark it. Gieselin on the stop Fieselin on the stop, rather, for the Mounders. And so it's first and 10, Panthers. A nice run by Havens. So Havens comes out. And Panthers now to the line. Sabelko is in the backfield. From the far hash, Mack is a wing back on the left of the formation. Comes in motion. Hand off to Mack. Jet sweep right goes nowhere. Blowing that play up, number seven. And that's Clausen Zahara. Loss, it looks like, maybe. Back to the, loss back to the 39. And so second down and 11. 6:50 remaining in the second quarter. Panthers lead 8-0 on this homecoming. Right on, waiting for the snap this time. And play action, and it's tipped. Pass intended for Weisenbeck, but tipped on the defense. I'm going to say with the coverage, that was Nyren with the coverage. Third down coming up.
Third down.
So third down and 11 from the Mounder 39. And the Panthers now come to the line. Brydung waiting for the snap as he's got Sabelko next to him in the backfield. And it's going to be play action to Sabelko. He pumps, throws, and nearly intercepted, and we get a flag down. Pass intended for Weisenbeck. Flag down. See what this is all about. And it's a pass interference. Mounders. Oh, an automatic first down and a free 15. So the Panthers will get some extra life here with the 15-yard penalty all the way down to the 24-yard line of the Mounders. So first and 10 now for the Panthers. Brydung waiting for the snap. And it's going to be play action. Brydung back to pass. He throws, and he's looking for Mack. Pass incomplete. But the coverage was Fiesel. So second and 10 now for the Panthers. Havens comes back in. Sabelko comes back out. Excuse me. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. And Durand Improvement Group. Many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events throughout the year. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org for more information. Second down and 10 now for the Panthers. And it's going to be handoff to Havens. Havens crosses the line of scrimmage. Now pushes the pile forward. And then the pile pushes back at about the 22-yard line. In on the stop, Clausen Zahara. Third down, and we're going to call it 8.
Third down and 8.
Well, obviously, definitely now 4 down territory for the Panthers from the 22-yard line. Clock approaching the 5:45 mark. Panthers lead 8-0. Brydung now waiting for the snap. Single wide receiver on the right of the formation. Mack is the wing back on the left. He comes in motion. And it's going to be handoff to Mack. Mack breaks one tackle, crosses the 20. and is down to about the 18-yard line, short of the first down. Fourth down coming up. Again, Panthers trying to take advantage of that turnover from when the Mounders were deep in Panther territory. And now it's a fourth and four from the 18-yard line of the Mounders. That's about where the Mounders were at when they turned the ball over. So Breidung now waiting for the snap. Man comes in motion. Play action. Breidung back to pass. Here comes the rush. He throws. Wide open touchdown. Wide open is Jackson Pickler. 18-yard touchdown pass. Totally got forgotten about on coverage. Blown coverage by the Mounders. He had no one around him. That was an easy pitch and catch. And so it makes it 14-0 Panthers. They'll go for two. So Breidung gets the play from the sideline and brings the Panthers up the line on the two-point conversion. One for one so far tonight. As Breidung now waiting for the snap, has Havens in the backfield with him. Here comes the blitz, and Breidung keeps it himself, goes to his left, and no good. They're going to say he was short. So with 4:43 remaining in the half, 14-0. Panthers lead. Thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop. It's, of course, fall hunting, fall fishing. Visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your outdoor needs. Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and outdoor activities fun since 2006. And a Bisilo, featuring lawn and garden equipment dealer from Toro and Husqvarna and small engine repair. Visit Anabisilo, Highway 25, Durand. The Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent, serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. American Family Insurance, insurance that fits your needs. And Bauer Plumbing and Septic, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or repair for your current home. Call Chris, 672-8224, 672-8224 for Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their help, we wouldn't be here tonight. So please thank our sponsors. All right. Panthers to kick it away, leading 14-0, 4:43 remaining in the half. So Panthers convert on the turnover, and it's going to be picked up by Rood, and he's to the 30, to the 35, to the 40. On the inside, breaks a tackle to the 45, and he's finally run out of bounds at about the 49-yard line. Nice return for the Mounders. They have some great field position at basically midfield. Peterson in on the stop for the Panthers. Well, the special team woes, at least on those kickoffs, continue for the Panthers. First and 10, right at the 50. Some Mounders trying to take advantage of the excellent return. Fiesel brings the Mounders to the line. And it's going to be a handoff and a little misdirection. That's Rood. Gets across the 40, and he's down to about the 38-yard line. So there's that misdirection they kind of talked about with Coach during the pregame. Pickler in on the stop. First and 10 for the Mounders from the 38-yard line. They do get the ball to start the third quarter. So Mounders up to the line. Fiesel brings him to the line. He'll be under center. Power eye backfield. And it's going to be a pitch to the number 23 or to 22 Woolever. And he'll be down to about the 36-yard line. Gain of a couple on the play. Cooper Yankee in on the stop for the Panthers. Panthers leading 14-0, 3:40 remaining here in this first half. Coming up are Security Financial Bank and Ansan Associates halftime show. We'll be having some of the halftime show here for with the band and the coronation. Those of you watching our video streaming, we'll have the coronation part and the band as well. Those of you listening on the radio, we will actually we'll have some of the band, and after the coronation or after the band's done, we'll send it back to the radio. And a caught on the pass to Rude, and he'll have enough to for the first down as Fiesel rolled to his right and up to about the 32-yard line. That's the first down. So for the halftime, radio and the video will have the band. And during the coronation, will be for the radio, the audio feed will be going back to the station with our ABC News and NASCAR update as well. And then we'll come back here after all of that for scores as well from on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. So that's all coming up during the halftime. Play action. Oh, Fiesel rolls to his left. Now he throws. Incomplete. Pass intended for Sol Stewart. Sabalco in on the coverage. Isaac Sabalco. And so now, second down here coming up. As Fiesel brings him up to the line, Fiesel pitches it over to Rude. Oh, he's kicking away, blowing that play up. Number 57, and that was Garrett Biestervelt. Wow, nice play. So a loss back to the 33-yard line. Third and 16 now for the Mounders, approaching the two-minute mark. Mounders are in four-down territory. So Mounders now come to the line. Oh, we're going to go trips right, trips left, rather. Spread them all out in a single wide receiver on the right. Oh, false, or Cooper Yonke offsides, a free fiver for the Mounders. So it'll be still third down and 11. So third and 11 now. Well, it does change the play a little bit. Again, you're in four down territory. Out of the shotgun this time. Three wide receivers now on the right of the formation. Back to pass. Fiesel, flag down. And it's going to be caught. Caught by number 10, Nyron. At about the 24-yard line. What's the flag all about?
Fourth down of bounds.
Must be against the Mounders. It is. So the Panthers get their fiver back. False start, Elk Mound. So we go back to third and 16. Well, this is second time both the teams have exchanged the dead ball fouls. All right, third and 16, back at the 33. Two wide receivers left and right this time from the far hash. Fiesel waiting for the snap. Fiesel, low snap, back to pass, plenty of time, throwing. He's going for the corner, nearly intercepted. Great coverage by Dylan Berger, fourth down coming up.
Fourth and 16.
So fourth and 16 for the Mounders with a minute 43 remaining from the Panther 33. Well, if the Panthers can get the stop here, they still have two timeouts remaining. They have plenty of time. Oh, they're punting. Wow. So the Mounders are going to punt. Okay. Well, I think maybe they're going to try and have a shorter punt and good kick. Yeah, it's not going to go out of, it's not going to go into the end zone, so it'll be inside the 20-yard line. And let's see where they mark it. It'll be at the 13-yard line. First and 10 for the Panthers from their own 13. with a minute 38. Well, now it makes it a little bit different. Hey, you got 20 yards of field position. That's a big deal. Thank you to Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of Gunderson Clinic Whitehall, Riverside Plaza, your Napa Car Care Center for all of your car care needs. Napa Nohar with Riverside Plaza, located at Durand, Napa, Madison Street, Durand. So first and 10 for the Panthers. Also, Alex's Pizza downtown Durand, one of our high school sports sponsors, with the Wednesday buffet. Handoff is to Weiss. I thought there was offsides there, but we didn't see it. No gain on the play. Panthers might also be just content saying, hey, we got a 14-point lead. They're not gonna rush it. I think that was Sabelko in on the carry. Haven's not in. So Panthers now come to the line. Yeah, I think the Panthers are going to be content. They're just letting the clock run now. Breidung waiting for the snap. And it's a handoff to Sabelko again. And he's going to go to the left, and he'll maybe get a yard. Well, the Mounders do have a timeout. I'd call it. So, Clausen Zahara in on the stop. Well, down to 33 seconds. They do have to run another play. Then I'd call the timeout, I guess, after they run the other play. Force the Panthers to punt. You never know. Could get it blocked and or return it back the other way. Breidung now waiting for the snap. 20 seconds remaining. Breidung hands it off, and straight ahead we go. And we're not going to have enough for the first down. Timeout, Mounders. Fourth down. That was Sabelko with the carry. And in on the stop is number 11, Roeder, Adam Roeder. So Elk Mound takes the timeout with 12 seconds remaining. Thank you to Thrivent Financial Durand. Your Thrivent Financial advisors are Tracy Fairweather and Kerry Scott. At 114 West Main Street in Durand, Thrivent Financial, a strong and stable partner by your side. Learn more at thrivent.com. And Riverside Grill. And Riverside Grill has the daily specials. Don't forget about like the Friday fish fry as well. And all of the different specials weekdays at Riverside Grill, downtown Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts here on WRDN. Without their help, we wouldn't be here. All right, so we got to punt it. Because if you wouldn't get the first down, they do stop the clock. So, we got a little confusion here. All right, so Breidung to punt it. Yeah, they're showing here they come. And it's going to roll out of bounds at the 46-yard line with 5 seconds remaining. So the Mounders get a shot here with 46 second with the 5 seconds remaining from their own 46-yard line. Oh, we get a flag down. It's against the Panthers.
There's a flag on the play.
There was a flag, but we're not going to do anything. We're going to just take the ball. Okay. Oh, I suppose they want to run a play. They take the penalty then. They want one play. All right. Fiesel waiting for the snap. Spread offense. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left here on the near hash. Fiesel back to pass. Rolls to his right. It's caught. That is the number 10 at the 50. Breaks the tackle to the 45. Stays on his feet, and that was Nyren, but that will end the half. And we are at halftime with the Panthers leading 14-0. You're listening to Durand, Arkansas Boys Football on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and Ansay & Associates Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand. River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by Ansay & Associates, your local auto owner's insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
And welcome back to the Bauer Built Sports Complex as we are at halftime of homecoming as the Panthers leading 14-0. And so we have some halftime activities here coming up. The Durand, Arkansas band is getting ready to come on out, and we'll have some coverage of that both on the radio and also on our video stream as well. And then when the band is completed, we will keep the stream here at the Bauer Built Sports Complex for the coronation. Those of you listening on the radio broadcast will have our ABC News and NASCAR News update all coming up. Let's go down to the field.
Their 2025 production is entitled Under Pressure, and musical selections include Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie and 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars. Drum majors Devin Glaus and Brennan Dorwin Prizel, is your band ready? You may take the field in homecoming performance.